Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Let us thank Dwight and Hermut for their good home run program. Welcome to Business and Economic segment. We are continuing where they left with a different conversation, and as we are always doing it, as it has always been what we do at this point in time, it's a time for Business and Economic segment. That is your economic discussion platform. That is your favorite, show, which is looking at economic discussion and how to upgrade national developmental agenda, and also looking at various aspects, direction, and perspectives on how to make sure that we take the country where it has to go, and we promote economic development at all front, the development which is human driven, development which is human centered, and not only infrastructure. And also we look at how we can bring about those thought provoking conversation, the conversation which are a burden but very important, and they are a necessity to drive the developmental agenda of Namibia, the region, and indeed the continent at large, that has been behind for a very long time. So Business and Economic segment is a platform where we discuss local and international economic issues. It's also a platform where we talk about legal matters, we talk about governance, we do analysis on governance issues, we do analysis on political decision which affect the things of bread and butter issue. And like we're always saying, after every conversation that we bring about, we give you an opportunity to make sure that you call us, you make sure that you give your contribution, you come up with your constructive criticism, you also come up with, your clarification, because at the end of the day, we must agree to disagree about the same topic in order to make sure that at the end of the day, we bring about the real solution, solution which are very practical and visible on the ground. So, apart from you engaging us, you can also catch us on all our social media platforms, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Instagram, and other social media platforms. Eagle FM Namibia, like and share our page so that your followers can also be our followers, and your followers will be good citizens who make, strategic economic, insight. And to look at other products that Eagle FM is giving, like I'm always saying, I'm not always working together. I'm not always working alone. We are always working together with my colleagues. And today, as like many other days, I'm with Zafia Basson. And she is going to engage us on the Eagle FM products and other aspects regarding business and economic segment. Zafia, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good evening, dear listeners. Follow us on Eagle FM, Namibia's number one radio talk show, as well as stay connected with us on Facebook, X, LinkedIn. We have you updated where you are when you need it. Now you can tune in to your favorite talk show live on the go or catch up later with our podcast. Perhaps you were too busy. Perfect for those days that you miss the conversations, because you always also maybe have something, an event.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device...
So, we just quickly paid the bills. Now you can tune in to your favorite talk radio show on the go, as I mentioned, as well as we also have the IMBA app. Now, with this app, it's your digital hymn book or hymn book now. Filled with your favorite church songs, just like a download away, right? And when you're ready to catch up on news, to explore, to get updated, The Villager, which is our online on-the-go newspaper for fresh local stories, is also available in, on the Play Store or App Store. You can download that one as well. Now, all these three powerful apps with different features that all matters, one destination, you know, your radio, your hymn book, your news, all brought to you by Eagle FM.
Yes, and from there, we are going to a very short commercial break. Then catch us when we introduce our conversation for today. Then we will start with it just after this very short commercial break.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people...
So welcome back to Business and Economic segment. Today we're shifting a bit of gears, right?
Yeah.
To focus on a topic close to the roots of our society.
Yeah.
The role of traditional authorities in national development.
Yeah.
So perhaps, what's your take on that, David?
Yeah, I think before we go to directly to the roles of traditional leaders or traditional authorities in economic development of the country, it's very important to understand that in the establishment of the community, we have various types of leaders, and the ultimate definition, or maybe the main function of a leader, is to make sure that you lead.
Yes.
You lead, and you also make sure that you are off the service of your people.
Mm.
Then one of the act of service is to make sure that your people have access to resources, your people have access to economic development, your people got education, and also your people, their needs are addressed. Then the question that we need to ask ourselves is that in the complication of the establishment of the state of Namibia, you have leaders who have been there beforehand.
Mm.
Before the establishment of Namibia as a state, we have what is now called traditional leaders. By then, it was leaders that we know.
Mm.
Before, by then, they had power, they had establishment, and they also have, they have more authority to take decisions.
Yeah.
And these are the individuals who are, you know, in touch with people, or in touch with their communities, because the basic hierarchy of leadership, whether you start with a chief or a king, you can debate about that, but that's how it has been. Then you have, you know, those, you know, regional chiefs. Then you have headmen, you have advisors, you have the whole structure.
Mm.
Then the question that you ask yourself is that when you look at Traditional Authority Act of Act 25 of 2000, then you look at the function of traditional authorities, apart from, you know, being custodian of customary laws, and also promoting, you know, cultural, you know, norms, cultural, you know, activities, and being cornered to just cultural events, and also ceremonial thing.
Mm.
The traditional leaders have authority to make sure that the society is in order.
Mm.
In the current Namibia that we are moving to one direction. We are aiming to move to one direction. That that is the purpose, to say you have the president and the cabinet. Then you have levels of leadership from regional constituency until the ground. Then the question that you need to ask yourself is that what power do traditional leaders have, and what can they do to contribute to the economic development?
Mm-hmm.
Apart from being, indeed their power are reduced after independence. Indeed, the state have to take over. But can we really do it without the traditional leaders? And what can be done in order to make sure that these traditional leaders, this individual who know who sleep where, whose house does not have food, whose kids is not feeling well, why and how can these people, headmen, chiefs, contribute to the economic development of the country? How can they assist in terms of running projects? Not necessarily to divert from their roles, but these are the leaders that need to be empowered, because for us to move forward, we need to make sure that every leader know the direction of the country at an upper structure without abandoning his role. So that's the question that we need to ask ourselves. I'm basing this argument to say, because today I happened to get into the conversation with one of the headmen in the north.
Mm-hmm.
Then he indicated to say, you may have an interest of serving the people, but there are no resources. You may have interest in serving the people, but there are no resources in assisting these individuals, because somebody can come from his house to say, no, Zafia, you are the headman of our community, or you are the chief. I did not eat yesterday, or I was supposed to go to the hospital 5 days ago, but I need some money for transportation.
Mm.
But you, as a community leader, without a direct beneficial from the state that you are under, you have to sacrifice yourself and give even what you don't have, because to them, you represent something. But can you really be a leader without being empowered and resources? That's a question that we're asking ourselves, to say, how can traditional authorities, I don't want to say being empowered, being part of the bigger economic transformation of the country, and what are some of the barriers to make sure that we don't just reduce our traditional leaders to cultural activities. And the thinking that we have now, and what we are failing to do, is that we are failing to integrate the traditional leadership with state leadership.
Mm.
I know there's a relationship. I know they're under the Ministry of Urban and Rural Development, but we are failing to integrate. But interestingly, if you look at other countries like the UK, they did not abandon anything. They still have their queens and kings part of the state. Mm. They find a way how to harmonize this. And that is how development is going. When you look at, I don't want to give an example of Singapore, many other advanced countries go to China. Then see what is the relationship between the traditional leadership, their culture, and the state operation.
Mm.
When you come to Namibia, when you come to other countries, I think in South Africa it's a bit different. They have a little bit of power and say. But in Namibia, just customary laws, a bit of having some say in terms of distribution of communal land, then your views are not even being counted. Unless you are really vocal enough, or unless you are really somebody who was somewhere before you come to that structure. And I don't want to say it's not inspiring for people to think that one day you are going to be a traditional leader, because I think the state need to do something. I think the whole system need to make sure that for us not to forget where we come from, at the same time also working in harmony with these traditional leaders, something need to be done. Something need to be done for us to move forward, because I'm telling you, economic development, you cannot just do it with an MBA from Harvard University, with a PhD in economics, in trade. You can't drive the economy without you know which leader is serving the people and somebody on the ground who is working with people. Mm. Because those are some of the things that we need to understand, because it also depends the roots of where we come from, and it unites us. Because without that, I think this thing that we have to say, the state is driving the development. The state can't do anything without its people. And the question that you're asking, where is the people? People who are at the village, they know who their headman is. Some of them, they don't even know what's happening around here. They can hear names, but who have relationship with them? Who can bring them those things? Mm. I think that's where we need to drive the conversation. And I think also that is where things need to be changed, and things need to be at least be made better than how they are. Because now, just before independence, when there's a thing in Oshuambo, it's a phrase which used to be spoken in Oshuambo to say "Unkurukade wa marenga." You know the meaning of that? Yeah. It's like the wife of a chief, for example. Mm. The wife of a chief. Those years, people will not associate themselves with president and what. It's like you are a woman of value. Mm. It's an example. Because those days, if they are saying chief, you are the guy who's calling the shots. Mm. And you are the guy who's putting, sometimes they call chief, you have captains and all those things, all those ranks, but you are the guy who's calling the shots. You are the guy who's working with the community. And they were respected. They were respected, and they were putting things in order. There were weakness, yes, we understand there were weakness. But do you really think, after all those years, we were not one state, but we were a community within a certain area, operating, working together. Mm. But who do you think was growing these people together? Then after independence, we decided to say, no. Guys, I'm now the one who is wearing a suit, and I'm removing all power from you. Everything critical must come to me. But sometimes you don't even visit those villages. You don't know what those guys are going through. And I'm feeling very sorry to people with ambition, particularly when you have national ambition, but you don't understand what's happening, where the people are, and who is there with them, and what power do those people have. And I think that's where the conversation should be driven to. Dear listeners, we are going to have a short commercial break. We are going to open the line, then we continue the conversation. I think it's that time of another commercial break, then we can continue with the conversation. We want to interrogate those critical issues and how we can work together without abandoning one another.
Sylvanto Beer asked Namibia to be real, and we got 500,000 responses from Racina and the other 1,400 who are Crocs with socks. 10,000 peeps like T-Boss, whose nicknames are their real names, and 2,100 with the chops to master a braai like Arnold. It doesn't get more real than that. As Vintuk, the real beer for real people, we recognize the 100% real. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Olium Nangeshifa, Noahara Kushivifa, Oma Kuroe Kupitira Mohorike Radio Station, Oyo Eagle FM, Enyamukuro Olongaha. Ningekuwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe nohamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahita tu natu, Bali o hetatu vatatu ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM.
Yes, dear listeners, we continue with business and economic segment with David Shombe and Zafia Basson. You can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Zafia, if I have to ask you a question, what do you think is stopping traditional leaders to be active enough in local economic development? I know it's one of the area not well defined within the act, but it's the sole responsibility of every leader to make sure that your people are not suffering. Even coming up with bigger projects, what do you think is limiting them?
I think, first of all, it's the involvement, the inclusivity, of our state.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they cannot, obviously they took a stand back when it comes to politics and state matters.
Yeah.
But within their communities, they're very active still.
Yeah.
They're still respected.
Yeah.
And I think if they are given more empowerment, they will, if they are more included in national development plans and more made inclusive in the decision making, they would be more beneficial to us in that sense.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in Botswana and Ghana, chiefs have supported education drives. Even health campaigns, like vaccinations and HIV awareness, and even the more.
Yeah.
But more effectively than politicians.
Indeed.
They were more effectively and are still.
Mm.
And I think we have one example of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Our traditional leaders played a very big role in that as well.
Yeah.
Had it not been also for them on the ground.
Yeah.
Because let's put things aside. Most of our people have more respect for the traditional leaders than for the state leaders.
Yeah.
So why not use this to our advantage?
No.
You understand?
Yeah, I hear you.
Just don't use them just for
politics.
For politics or handling local disputes.
Yeah.
Or land allocation.
Yeah.
Or social cohesion.
Yeah.
They can be used for much more. They can be used like, in this modernization, how can we use them more effectively?
And what is also very interesting is that most of the new generation of traditional leaders that we are seeing now in Namibia is not I don't want to say what the white men thought, but when you look at the current traditional leaders, these are the guys who went to school. These are the guys who don't only understand cultural matters. These are the guys who understand deep business state matters, and they understand human relations even more than you can imagine. One thing that you need to look at is that if you want to understand, if you want to drive development, look at who is with the people and how you can convince the people. Remember there was a time, I don't know if it's Recon Africa, but I know it's one exploration company in Kavango. That I think 2 years ago, that company started establishing their exploration, equipment. They want to see the resources which are there. But you know what happened? The community decided to say, no, that is not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Not necessarily because they don't want development to come, because nobody simplify what's happening to them. But what I've seen is that these guys were very clever. They have to make sure that they employ somebody. It's part of business. They employ somebody who understands community engagement from that area. Then this is a contact point with traditional leaders. Then they have to simplify it to them, because if I hear it from Zafia, who I've been with for a long time, we have benefit from this thing. And that is telling you a lot. That's telling you a lot, because look at, if you want to see the necessity of traditional leaders, look at this, I don't want to say green hydrogen companies. Look at this, most of external companies. Look at their stakeholders engagement. They always have something to say, stakeholders engagement and community engagement manager. Somebody from that area who can communicate with the community, and most importantly, local leaders, and who are most of these guys are traditional leaders. You know why? Because individuals, they are most likely to hear somebody who have been with them. Now, why are you using them only to get approval of the community? But why can't you use them as a channel for development? Yeah, because these are the guys who say, no, Zafia, you must move your house. We are going to build a hospital from there. You must move your house. I want to build a hospital from there. And I want to put you somewhere because I know my village. But you're just coming with your guys in a suit, and apparently their engineers studied somewhere. They don't even know what is that, the map of that village, and also the respect and the tradition within the certain spaces. You know, some areas in the black culture, although we don't want to speak about it, it's not an area that, where you can build a road, because there's an understanding. You understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, the reason some accident happens, I'll sound more differently, but the reason some unfortunate things are happening is because you lose respect of somebody you have been around. You can't build a well everywhere in the community without consulting with a traditional leader. But why can't they be used? Why can't they be integrated in real economic transformation? To say, if you have a regional council meeting, maybe somebody from traditional council must also sit there and say something. Because to them, even up to now, when you talk about traditional leaders, people have a perception to say it's only old guys who never went to school. It's only old guys who understand traditional norms. But the world has changed. Some people were CEOs. Some people were in the military. Some people were, professionals. Even ministers, even our second president is now a headman. Do you understand what I'm saying? But do you understand the wisdom that he has? These are some of the people that need to be used, because the culture of looking at traditional leaders, the way it has been reduced those years, it could be one of the reasons we are not moving forward. It could be one of the reasons we are not moving forward, because let me just give you a last example. And I'm saying it's an open discussion. You know, when there was a contestation within SWAPO Congress between around three candidates, I think Meme Netumbo, former Prime Minister, and former Minister of Environment. You know, these individuals understand the powers of community-based leaders. When they were campaigning, in every region they go, they make sure that all of them, they make sure that they go to the chiefs. What you know the reason of that? But do these people? Let me say now, as a government, do they make it a priority to say, I come to the region, they just talk to the governor? There was a blunder which was made 2020. It was a diplomatic blunder, 2023. There was a ceremony in Ohangwena. Then, in state protocols, you have somebody who is in charge of arrangement to say Zafia is a chief of defense. This is how you are going to sit. It's a special sofa for you. This one is a prime minister special sofa for you. You know, the guys who were sent, I don't know what happened. They forgot that they were in somebody's district. We call her the Queen of Guayama. Then, you know, the chair that was given to that woman, and a lot of people were complaining because media took a picture. You have the Chief Justice sitting here, you have somebody sitting here, very nice leaders, sofas. But these state people, they forgot that there's somebody being in that area. There's somebody being, they call it the queen. But she was so humble enough, she did not fight, she was just sitting there. Then people were complaining and, the miss of, I think, international relations, because they deal with protocols, they have to apologize because of that state blood. You know what the picture which is being given is to say, even if you understand that this traditional leadership, you still don't include it in when you are planning.
Mm.
If somebody young just came, you become a protocol officer, you don't even know what's going on within that area. So that's why you say, for us to move forward, let's go beyond the basics, because at the end of the day, these people are needed. Yeah.
I think, David, it's very important. I would even go as far as to say, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe 4 or 5 seats
yeah.
in the parliament
yeah.
will be located to them. Because yeah. you know what?
Yeah.
They are part of our decision makers.
Yeah,
that's to the extreme that I think they play an important and a pivotal role in our country.
Mm, mm, mm.
Because you know what?
Mm.
You're very right when you say when it's time to vote, we know exactly where they are.
You know where to go.
We know who, where they are situated exactly. Some of them even have their village. You know exactly where they are.
Yeah.
But when it's time to involve them in other very important events and stuff, it's like you just mentioned, one of those. Then we tend to forget who they are and their purpose.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's undeniable that you can't lead where you are not, where you are not sitting at.
Because those people hold
yeah.
influence.
Yeah, they have influence.
They have a very strong influence, and to get to their people.
Yeah.
Let me say, in the Nama community.
Yeah.
To date.
Yeah.
The Hendrik Witbooi still holds a very, he holds a value in their community.
Yeah.
And that is how, as Namibians,
yeah.
and you're not, and you know where you come from,
yeah.
you still have that respect for your leaders. Do you understand?
I hear you very much. I hear you because, apart from now having a value, like we are saying, you cannot lead where you are not. Because remember, when you go to the northern region, we have constituencies, like we have it in every region. But a constituency, when you go to them, is a very big thing. When you go to the northern part, mm-hmm. it's a very big thing. And you can find within a constituency, you can have even more than 10 villages. More than 10 villages.
Mm-hmm.
Do you expect the constituency councillor to know the needs of all those people?
No.
You don't. You have somebody who is on the ground. You have somebody who is speaking with the community everywhere. But this person will not really have impact. Because why? He does not have resources. He does not have resources. Unless you can find those rich areas where they have conservancy, and I understand traditional leaders have a little bit of say in terms of, community conservancies.
Mm.
Yeah, but not necessarily everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why this thing of only looking at people when you need them, then you forgot, then you are struggling to move forward, then you think something is not right. The system cannot move you without you understanding the system. And what is very interesting is that we already have a foundation of the system of traditional authorities.
Mm.
Yes, it was formalized. Laws were included in the constitution, but it's just formality. It's just formality. But you don't really listen when a headman is speaking.
It's like a bucket with holes in.
Yeah,
it doesn't hold water.
Yeah, it doesn't hold water. And you in the fact that I don't know how. The fact that they do not have more power is the reason you have a lot of, social ills. Because people don't listen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
People can only listen to you if you have resources and you can make decision at the village level.
You know, we could even create it like, I'm just saying now,
yeah.
I'm just saying in terms of integrating this, no?
Yeah.
A national council of traditional leaders. Now, why I'm saying it's integrated with development agencies and ministries. Because they are helping you.
Yeah.
in your national development?
Yeah, I think they have something like that, but
it's not as effective as it's supposed to be, probably.
And the thing that you mentioned about being included in parliament, I think it's a better way of acknowledging them,
mm-hmm.
because them being under the Ministry of Urban and Rural Development, I think it's just part of their responsibilities, because most of the time when you hear traditional authority and the ministry is when the minister is solving disputes, which in some cases don't even understand. Yeah. Because if you look at other countries, they have ministers of traditional affairs and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even in South Africa, they have something like that. And interestingly, integrating development with tradition is very important, because, you know, when you look at South African parliament, in all the state of national address, they have a praise singer. They call them a praise singer, somebody who it can be a Veda, it can be a Xhosa, Sizulu, who is opening up parliament in a traditional way. When a president is moving in, just go and watch them.
No, I've watched before.
Yeah.
Yeah, but please, listeners, go do yourself a
favor. Yeah, go do yourself and see what is the meaning of that. Is to say, although we are now wearing a suit, we still respect to say, in those years when a king come to a place, there's always somebody to, they call them a praise singer, somebody to praise him, but it's an introduction to say, this person has weight and you must listen. Yeah, this person has weight and you must listen. It's not just an ordinary person. It's a chief.
It's the chief.
Yeah, because it's chief. Yeah.
Even if they have to go so far as to say, you know what, we can't include them in parliament,
yeah.
but I have a guest, one of them, to represent.
Yeah.
Because remember,
yeah.
we want these same people to be there when we need the votes, or when we need to assist with community disputes or helping within the community, but we don't recognize them as good enough for other national development.
Yeah, you only need them when you are in trouble to say, no, where is the headman? Where is the chief of what? Where is
because, you know what, David, blending in indigenous knowledge systems with our national planning can lead to inclusive development.
No, indeed. And you know, when you think you are clever in your development, when you think you are clever in terms of you being, understanding how systems are working, those guys, because you forget that you are in an African context. In an African context, there is a thing to say the elders will meet and discuss about it. You would think that, no, me, I went to Harvard. I like you saying Harvard a lot. One day I'll be beaten up. Okay, I went to Harvard. I went to Cambridge. I have all my degrees. And I don't really need somebody from traditional council to coach me on any matters. Let me say, you may think like that, but you forget that where is your foundation? If you go to Italy, for example, you go to Rome, go to the UK itself, people still have traditional authorities. The Queen is still there, and royal rules are still applying, and they make sure that although they are developed, this is how things are done. And traditional leaders does not mean backwardness. Maybe that is where people need to start from, to say it does not mean backwardness.
Exactly. Yeah. And when the king was formally and traditional in their way, things, ceremony and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We find it amazing and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it comes to our own country and these formalities have to happen in our traditional setup.
Yeah.
It's like something that we say it's a time waste, you know. But it's also value to our country.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like in traditional authorities have untapped influence.
Yeah, they have untapped
influence. They can help us in land reform. You understand?
They can
help us in resource protection.
You know what is very funny about it's not very funny, it's disappointing. Somebody from traditional authority within your country can pass on, just an example, and not even a state, just hiring state official being present. But you know what happened when Queen Elizabeth, arrested or she died? You know what happened about our head of state when African president were put in one bus? What were they trying to do? Can you remember that?
What were you trying to do?
Where were you going? You were going to the funeral of a figure with great influence, but you forgot that that is a traditional leader. And when you look at the UK monarch, that thing is thousands of years. They came a long way. And you forget where you are going even to that extent. You end up embarrassing yourself why you are not giving power to the people, your people here at home. And it was very disappointing to say, okay, we understand it's an international event. The Queen was very influential, but it's also things that, you know, people talk about that are not right, which is life. But you going to that extent of to say, even if you put me in a bus, it's fine as long as I go.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
In all those presidents that attended.
Yeah.
Who wasn't there?
Yeah.
Do we recall which president wasn't there?
No, the guy from Uganda was not there.
But did we really miss him in the funeral?
No.
We didn't miss him, right?
Yeah.
You understand?
I hear you.
Some people only send representatives.
Yeah.
That are in Europe.
And they were not even going to do anything because when you go there, you are not even the second class at an international forum. Maybe you are the fourth or the sixth. Because they say no. Because in the US, they have this thing, was the president, when the president fly in, they fly in with their private, F1. You fly with your they call it a beast, those special protection cars and all those things. But you, my friend, even your protection unit has to be reduced. To say, you guys are a lot, let's go in one bus. Imagine if something could have happened. And I think Job Ambana made a joke about it. He said, no, you guys, why are you packed in one bus? Imagine if something could have happened to that bus.
We've lost the whole of Africa.
Yeah. But you are very important people here. We respect you. But the point I'm trying to make is that to say, integration of traditional leaders into national development does not mean that you are not advanced. It means that you respect your foundation, and it means that you are moving at an understandable pace, because at the end of the day, if you are not doing it, it will take us time. Because other things that you see as advancement, some of them are people's cash. Yeah, so dear listeners, you can engage us in the studio 083-288-401, 083-288-401. We have 7 minutes before we call it an evening.
Olio mnangeshefa no wahara kushivifa oma akuro weo kupitira mohorike radio station aweo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi kono raheta tuimwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe no hamano. That is 081-7147-116. Mamberewa kono raheta tu natu, bali o heta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at...
So, David, if you're tuning in right now, this is still the business and economic segment.
Yeah.
I think we should teach our traditional leaders about development.
Yeah.
Include them.
Yeah.
They have power. But many don't know how to use it nationally. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think there should be an inclusivity from our traditional leaders and our national state leaders.
Yeah.
We need to collaborate and integrate this into our country.
And the other thing is also that we've been talking, we never really touched on the traditional leader. There are some things that they also need to advance.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at traditional leadership, there are things that you also need to advance to say, if you are the servant of the people, also make sure that you are awake in terms of initiating projects.
Mm.
Understand that you have influence, and also make sure that you know, you look at the citizen the same way, and don't be a gate for, you know, a pass through for other people.
Yeah.
Because traditional leaders, because we if traditional leadership is infiltrated in terms of you know, I don't want to say corruption, just unnecessary things.
Yes.
It will not work. And that is the end of the society.
Mm.
Because you are still the foundation of the society, and you are still, you know, the chiefs, kings, and, you know, some they are called, you know, the indunas of the society. Before independence, the African context is that we have those, you have the Igwes. You know what I mean? The Igwe, the guys who are in charge, they call them the Igwes when you go to the Central Africa. Those are the guys who have been calling the shots. And Africa was not a state. Remember that the state in Africa came just a few years ago. Who was holding us together? And I understand traditional leadership has, you know, it's also developed, and there are things that were thrown away. There are also advancement here. But it's also very important for them to make sure that they are active in national development. And no one will fight for your people if you cannot also fight. It's a matter of you being part of the system, and also fight for people. Because at the end of the day, you are at the edge of society, and people are listening. You are at the grassroots. You are the one actually who's holding the people. And I think it's also very important to make sure that at the end of the day, somebody has a background in terms of tradition where you come from. And if we can just try to harmonize those things and strategize very well without saying you are old, without saying you are backward, and without looking at other people's culture, then we are abandoning ourselves. I think there's no way that we are going to miss our developmental agenda.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's the balance of where we're looking. For empowerment, education, and collaboration.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, dear listeners, we have around 30 seconds before we come to the end of our show. It has always been an honor, and you know, you getting time to listen to business and economic segment, and we are always urging individuals and listeners to say continue listening to Eagle FM programs, and also continue, you know, sharing our page in all our social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia. And also make sure that you download our app so that you'll be up to date, so that you understand economic issues, so that you understand issues of governance, so that you can be a good citizen who not only respect traditional authority, but make decisions based on right information and also, you know, economic insight.
That's it from us tonight. Thanks for tuning in to the Business and Economic segment. I'm Zafia.
Yes, and David Sombe.
Let's continue building Namibia.
Adios.
Adios.
Olium nangeshefa noahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahitatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwambelewa kono rahitatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on